The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 486, down 3.25 on the open. May, 495.5, down 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 463.5, down 3.5 on the open. May, 477, down 3. July, 483, down 3.25. December, $5, down 1 on the open. March corn opened at 404, down 2.75 on the open. May, 414.5, down 4.5. July, 420, down 4.25. September, 401, down 3. December, 388.5, down 2.5. March 2008, 395, down 1 on the open. March oats opened at 269, down 0.25 on the open. May, 274, down 3/4. March soybeans opened at 712, down 5.75 on the open. May, 726.5, down 6. July, 739.5, down 7. August, 743.5, down 4. September, 751, down 7. November, 763, down 6.25. January, 768, down 5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 207, down 230 on the open. May, 211.30, down 210. March soybean oil opened at 29.14, down 16 on the open. May, 29.59, down 22. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeders opened at 94.80, down 20 on the open. March, 93.50, down 7.5. April, 95.45, down 12.5 on the open. The May contract, 96.75, up 22.5. February live cattle opened at 91.15, up 10 on the open. April, 93.70, up 62.5. June, 89.15, up 7.5. August, 87.65, down 7.5 on the open. February lean hogs open at 62.10, up 52.5 on the open. April, 66.25, up 65. May, 73.35, up 15. June, 75.30, up 47.5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened unchanged on the open at 96.20.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like this market is undecisive about which way it really wants to go. Since the opening bell, we've come back to pretty much unchanged in many contracts.
Yeah, we've got some fairly good support underneath the marketplace. I think the overnight lower trade is the lack of volume, per se, but we're seeing some demand. Nicaragua came in about 195,000 tons of wheat. Egypt did pick up 55,000 tons of U.S. wheat. China is rumored to be in the bean market. Japan bought 121,000 tons of U.S. corn. So there's some fairly decent demand and breaks in through here, and I think we're going to see these foreign countries and domestic end users continue to get some coverage before we go into the spring.
If that be the case, does that imply higher futures?
Down the road, I believe so. Short term, we're probably due to consolidate for a while here. On the short term scale, you could probably use last night's lows as support. Need to make sure we finish in the upper end of the trading range here today, and that would confirm that or put that benchmark as a key support level.
Are you worried that, technically speaking, we're beginning to put in some tops in these markets, island kind of tops?
Well, I don't know about islands or anything like that as far as what you got to determine which chart you look at. If you look at the day chart, if we would happen to gap lower, that would be an island top. So if you are a chart that incorporates just day trade, if you're one that incorporates a night trade, there's not those gaps there. But that would be the risk, though, is to consolidate here for a few more days and then see some type of bearish news to gap lower.
How long would you anticipate this period of consolidation lasting? It doesn't appear, fundamentally speaking, we have a lot of scheduled news between now and March.
We've been in the recent consolidation pattern for the last week. As a whole, this type of formation is bound about the trend. About a week, then you start to move somewhat. So I would think here by midweek, the market will make up its mind which way it wants to go.
And what is your inclination?
Oh, over time, I believe we're going higher. The trend is up. So as a trader, you got to be somewhat bullish. But on the flip side of it, as a producer, I think you got to look at the opposite side. Like I say, what the heck you're talking about? You know, if you're bullish, I'm just going to hang on my cash grain. I think you got to look at it two different ways. You know, if you're going to trade it, you follow the trend, and the trend's up. But as a producer, we're $1.50 higher than normal in corn. These beans are a buck and a half higher than normal. So as a producer, I think you got to use this strength in here to get caught up on sales and get to where you want to be, especially prior to the March Plains Intentions Report.
If you do make sales, do you want to do anything beyond those sales in terms of protecting either upside or downside?
Well, we believe on the corn side, there's quite a bit of risk there, especially if we go ahead and get 10 million corn acres and have favorable weather. So we're inclined to push corn sales. Simplest thing you do there is buy a put option, put a floor on you. That way, if the market goes on higher, you can turn around and sell cash grain higher. If the market would roll over and start working more on what people think, then you've got a floor under you. We sort of like either one of those strategies. If you're bullish, we like buying bean calls. We feel the most bang for your dollar to the upside is going to be the beans. We feel beans are explosive situation, not only domestically with less acres, but when you look at the bean oil, palm oil, vegetable oil worldwide, if we're going to continue to go down the path of renewable energy, we feel there's quite a bit of potential there. So we're kind of in favor of getting aggressive on corn marketing and holding tight on beans, but have some cash replacement in the bean sector for the long haul.
Do you think we need to do something in beans in the next 30 to 60 days, though?
Well, it depends where you're at. I mean, if you're one that has sold all your beans, I would be one to be replacing beans in the next 30 to 45 days. If you haven't sold a whole lot of cash beans, that would sort of sit tight. If you're a trader, you need to get long the soy complex one way or the other.
Turn your attention to the Merc. What's over there today?
Well, sorting out the winter storm here in the west, see if that's going to slow down the marketings or not. Probably the news highlights is going to be this afternoon's cold storage report. Trade's sort of looking at beef stocks frozen in the freezer to be anywhere from 508 to 513 million pounds versus about 503 there in November and 427 a year ago. On the pork side, same situation there. We'll see what type of stocks we have. Belly stocks are expected to be anywhere from 42 to 44 million pounds. Total pork is anywhere from 454 to 459, so we'll see what the USDA has to show. Pork packer margins are a little bit profitable here, and so I expect that the pork complex to sort of lead the charge higher, whereas the cattle complex is probably a little overpriced at these current levels.
Thank you, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bungie North America in Danville. Bungie recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Let's look at the current prices in Kansas City. March wheat, $4.87, down 2 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat 466.5 down a half, May 478.5 down 1.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat 405 down 1.75, May 415.75 down 2.25, July 421.75 down 2.5, September 404 unchanged, December 393 up 2.25, now 392.5 up 1.75. March beans 718.25 up a half, May 732, now 733 up a half, July 746 down a half, November 768 down 1.25. March soybean meal 209, and that's down 30. March soybean oil 2930 unchanged. At the Merck, January feeders 9470 down 30, February live cattle 9107.5 up 2.5, February lean hogs 6220 up 62.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.